This is another iRaw podcast.
My name is Katya, and this is The Animal That Changed You. I believe loving an animal is one of the most accessible, most available portals for self-healing in the whole world. It's my privilege to encourage you to open your heart to animals and challenge you to deepen your compassion just a little bit more. Welcome to The Animal That Changed You.
Hi, friendas and friendos. I'm really happy today because my husband is back. Eric, my husband, my favorite person to hang out with. He's so funny. He's so fun. He's not perfect, you guys. I just want to say that.
What? No one would say I was.
I know. I just want them to know that I'm being, like, I have realistic visions of you and myself.
I am not perfect, everybody. Far from it. Thank you for... I mean, you set the bar low. That's good. Can only go up.
Let me finish my intro. Okay. My husband, Eric, is here again today. He's my better half, and we are just going to talk about some animals that I not only love, but want to adopt, want to rescue, want to save, and why. And maybe you guys, maybe because you are here and he's witnessing this conversation, he won't shoot me down.
I do feel slightly ambushed. I did not know what we were doing. But let's go with it. Not perfect Eric here for the mission.
We're also going to talk about our vision for the future. Great. I mean, we don't know when this vision will manifest.
I'm guessing this is your vision for the future. Here we go. I can't wait.
How are you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. No, I've got some rest.
You had a good night's sleep.
Got a good night's sleep for once. Does not happen often. But yes, I feel good. The kids are in art class.
When our current foster gets adopted, how many days in between before we get a new foster are you going to be cool with? Like,
if you bring home she's great. Yeah. I love this one. Yeah. I'm not saying she has to go.
I know.
But it really just depends on what level of monsterness you bring home to me.
Guys, I really like the monster. You know, like, I like a project. Also, I want those easy dogs to get, like, adopted. And then I want to work on the ones with challenges. I want them to know I love them, I'm here for them, and that I see their potential. And then, Eric, you have to admit, they always rise to their potential.
Sometimes their potential is to be monsters, though.
Well, look.
Yes, no. You've done... Your batting average is high.
My batting average is high. And here's the thing, you all, here's where Eric and I differ.
Here we go. Sum it all up.
There are many ways we differ, but here's the main one, I think. And tell me if you agree, baby. I believe being inconvenienced or being challenged or struggling or having to grind is like the most wonderful gift. I think it is an opportunity. I think that is exactly where the pain point is, and that's where you should grow. And I think animals are so amazing because they sometimes highlight those areas where you can evolve. That's what I believe. So I welcome the challenge and the struggle, and I like things to be hard is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I was going to just sum it up with I like things easy, and you not only don't mind when things are hard, you seek it out.
I know. I'm sorry for you. No, I mean, I'm not sorry for me.
It's never boring. It's never boring.
You're never boring. It's just that you have a different outlook on life.
That's right. I still like animals.
I know you do. And I still like you.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. You still like me?
And you help me once in a while, occasionally, have a good time.
Every now, like, it's a...
It's hard to get me there.
Once the moon is just right,
but I have
you have fun.
Yes. Once the moon is... But I do have fun with you all the time.
I always have fun with you. I love you. What are we doing here?
Can I adopt a coyote?
Absolutely not.
Why?
I mean, they... First of all, they don't deserve... They deserve to be in the wild.
They do deserve to be in the wild.
Can you adopt a coyote?
Look, like, all I'm saying is that if we met a nice coyote...
Had a coyote.
We didn't have one.
Phoebe was almost coyote.
Oh, you mean one of our dogs named Phoebe.
Who we had for 12 years.
Yep. 11 and a half to be precise. She was a borderline a coyote.
Yeah, so we've had one.
Okay, no. All I'm saying is I would never take an animal for the wild for my own
interest. I understand.
Interest.
I know you.
But
I
if
know
we, you. Like if there was an, let's just say once upon a time there was an injured coyote and it was a baby and it needed help and we could help it. Would you allow that to happen?
I'm going to still go with no. Maybe that's just because I love our children. I don't know. Maybe you can feel differently, but we have very small children, and I have nothing, again, nothing against coyotes.
Right.
But I don't think we should have one in our home.
Okay. Fair.
Okay.
Okay. What about when? I'm not even going to say if. When are we going to be able to rescue goats? Because you know how I feel about them. Mm-hmm. And they are so cute. Their eyeballs, they're like kind of on the side, but kind of on the front. And they're so silly and funny. I think that they would help your sort of mission to get me to lighten up and ease up and have more fun. They're fun.
I'm going to put goats on the maybe list. Yeah, goats are not a no. They're not a hard no.
You all heard it.
Goats are not a hard no. I mean, this all assumes, by the way, that we don't live where we live now. Like, just this is all just like a dream life with a dream plot of land. Is this what we're talking here? Because, if we had space, like, we don't have, not in the house. How's that?
Not here right now.
Not in this house.
No, but if we had, like, an infrastructure and systems.
Yeah, if we had infrastructure, I would adopt infrastructure. How about that? You can adopt all the infrastructure you want. Yeah, put them on the
maybe list. Maybe you all heard it here. You guys heard it. And I'm not saying that, you know, again, I don't feel like goats should be domesticated to be pets. I'm saying if we had to rescue goats.
A rescue goat.
A rescued goat. A goat in need. They know me. I don't have to keep justifying. Yeah. You all know me. This is our animals who need a home. Yeah. Who need love and care.
Gotcha.
What were you going
to say? And I was just saying, like, your audience knows you're not like a goat breeder. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. Like, you would adopt a goat that needed help.
Yes.
And I would allow it.
Thank you.
In the right circumstances.
Not that Eric has to, like, I feel like this is all going to be allow me. Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is all going to be played back before a judge someday. Like, you're making, this isn't even for your podcast. This is just, like, to play in court. Like, and actually, Your Honor, he said we could have a goat. So.
Y'all heard it here. Your witnesses. Uh-huh. I stand before the judge. Okay, here's another one that I really want to talk to you about. And I want you to open your heart. Mm-hmm. I want you to open your mind. And I want you to open your soul. Okay?
You're assuming I have one, but go on.
Yes. And here's a question I have. When and if I get my allergies under control, how many cats will you, like, be able to, like, live with and hang out with? Like, what's the number? Because you know how I feel about them. I just love them so much. When my allergies are handled.
But, like, you say, like, you know how I feel about them, as if, can we put that the other way? Like, you know how I feel about them.
Yeah, I do know how you feel about them.
I think they're little lions who want to eat you.
I know, but I
And they also, it's not that. Val, we had a cat. She was great. They give me heart attacks. They just, like,
they're scared.
Pounce on you at 3 a.m. for no reason.
You guys,
I know people love cats, and I'm sure your audience hates me. That's okay. I'm not afraid to put my feelings on the line, my opinions on the line.
No, I like it with you have.
I don't love cats. I mean, the girls love them.
Okay, our girls don't love them. Our girls are cat people. I just want you to understand.
They've become dog people, thanks to you.
They have become dog people, but they are also cat people. They are cat and dog people. Those two boo-boos love cats. And let me just say that in Eric's defense, we did foster a cat.
For a year.
For a while, yes. And it wasn't quite a year, but we loved her.
It was a year. It was 11 months. No?
No. It wasn't that long. No, I wish. I wish she could still
months?
Be here.
It was 6 months. You couldn't, Katya couldn't breathe. It was before, what?
I got adult onset asthma.
Yeah, and the doctor literally, this was before COVID, the doctor literally said, like, you can't keep this cat, and you still wanted to keep the cat.
I still tried so many ways. Nothing worked. No, like, inhalers. Nose spray. Do you guys really want to hear about my nose sprays? I had many of them. Shots, like, nothing worked. Nothing worked. X-rays on my chest. Like, it was bad. But, however, circle back to our kids are cat people, and I respect it and I love them for it. I'm saying, in Eric's defense, he would go to the bathroom and be like 4 a.m. and our cat would just be awake. Not only awake, but expecting him, waiting for him. Do you remember you would, like, turn on the light and you would just yelp?
But forget going to the, I'm talking about, like, dead sleep.
Yeah,
and then it's just, like, 3 a.m, she just ran full speed into a glass door. Like, what? Like, that, I can handle going to the bathroom.
No, you're not made for that.
No, and then, yeah. I'm not
okay.
For the judge who's listening and for the jury, I will go as high as one cat. That's as high as I will go.
That's it?
One cat.
I broke you down to one?
It has to be a good cat.
An old cat. Maybe one who doesn't want to, you know how I feel about the oldies. I'm all about
it. Like, if it's seniors. Cute and cuddly and doesn't want to scare me, sure.
Okay.
One not scary cat.
When I can breathe with a cat.
And yeah, when you aren't going to have an asthma attack.
Eric's going to take a gulp of water. You may have heard some ice jingling in a cup. He likes a nice cube. I like a lemon in my water. You don't, right, honey?
Ugh.
I love a lemon.
Nope.
Sometimes I'll put a grapefruit.
You're disgusting.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
Citrus is very good for you. You know how I feel about cows? I have looked into the eyes of a cow and felt absolute evidence of a higher power. Cows, I know that there are entire countries who feel this way. I just can't even. Just the mothering female goddessness of a cow. If there was a cow in need that we were able to help, if we had land, you would be down for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're talking another whole level of infrastructure here.
No,
like,
we're talking...
That's not goat infrastructure. That's cow infrastructure. I mean, that's like...
Serious.
They have to eat.
Like, I know. We like, could feed them.
But I mean, is there such a thing where, like, you can... If we lived near a... I mean, I don't think... A cow, great. Like, but I don't think... where's it going to go? Like, I can't even imagine where we live where we can have a cow.
You're jumping ahead to the vision for the future.
Sure.
But let's talk about
but the have, future. But I would... Cows are lovely. I don't think we can have one on our property.
They're so amazing, Eric. They're so healing. They're so wonderful and tender and delicate and beautiful and strong and kind and caring. And they're just, they really are just very divine beings. I really believe this. And I want to see you hanging out with a cow.
But I feel the same.
That's a sexy
how I feel.
Sight.
Well, thank you. You're going down there. That's what you're doing now. I would say the same thing about elephants. But I don't think we can have an elephant.
No, because elephants
aren't... I want an elephant.
I
would love an elephant.
I know, but that's a wild animal that deserves to live in the wild. The cow is an animal that we have done so much to, not that we haven't. Elephants are just not elephants in factory farms all over the world.
I agree.
You know? Please, nobody get that idea.
Of course. I'm not saying we could have an elephant. I'm just saying a cow requires another level of infrastructure, and if we had it, then we could talk about it. Sure.
Okay.
Put a cow on the maybe list.
Goats and cows are maybes, you guys. We are up to one cat. How many dogs can we have? Let's say we have the infrastructure. How many senior dogs? Here's what I want. I want like a wing of like the house, or like a really like beautiful barn that's got like floor, like a gym floor, and AC and heating, and just like dog beds and cat beds everywhere, and just like toys. And like, how many senior dogs would you be like, yeah, let's take that, let's take those babies from the shelter and like love them up in here? It depends how many we could afford to medically
afford
take care of.
Yeah, and then just like
veterinary bills,
room for like, I mean, is five a fair answer? Or
yes.
Were you looking for a much higher number? Like, we've had three at a time.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot, but we don't have, you know, that's with our house without...
The
if you're saying, like, there's another
structure
where they could be, like...
In and out with us and over, whatever. You know, we can
keep
everybody happy and safe.
I think five is a good number.
Sure.
I think I'm being reasonable. You're sure is saying it's not enough for you.
You're being reasonable. I do hear you. Any feelings on donkeys or horses? Like, I think donkeys and horses, that's a whole area that I want to just admit and own up to the fact that, like, I'm a newbie. Like, yes, I had my horse at Camp Longhorn, BJ. Shout out to BJ. I love him. I rode him for 7 years. Loved that horse. He was an old man. Okay. He was my old horse. Okay. But I don't know horses and donkeys. Like, I would like to get to know them. Maybe, you know, donkeys have it hard. I didn't know that. Yeah. It's hard to be a donkey in this life.
Okay.
So, like, what about them? What about chickens? We could have a coop. We could have fresh eggs and we could take care
chickens
of them.
Chickens are definitely more reasonable for
we
you
could
know.
Build a coop.
Sure. A coop. You have to be careful. But P.S., you just wanted to adopt a coyote, and now you want to have chickens.
This
Do those go together very well? Hello.
Okay, I'm thinking. You are the brains behind the operation.
Thank God.
The heart. Okay, so we'll have a way to separate the coyotes from the chickens.
We're not getting the coyotes. Do you remember that part where I said absolutely not? They're in the no column.
Here's what I see as an opportunity for you.
Mm,
remember when you wanted to, like, make a web series about becoming a man, like, who can build stuff, like a manly man? Because, like, Eric has always wanted to build stuff, you all. Like, know how to build stuff. True story. After our oldest was born, she was, like, 2 weeks old. He decided that was the time to take a class where he built a table. It was not the time to take this class. He came home with a fine table.
Did I build it?
Yeah, you built it. He's been on a mission to, you know...
To learn.
I
don't know how to do any of it.
My point in all this is this is an opportunity for you to build sheds, build barns, build shelters. Like,
oh my God, I don't want any of these wonderful animals to live in anything I've built. They deserve better. They deserve, you're talking about rescuing and saving them. They deserve much better than that.
I feel like you will rise to the occasion, okay, my love. So this brings us to the vision for the future. Okay. Listen, I don't want to be selfish and take time away from these beautiful people listening to, like, impose my vision of the future. But I'm going to take a minute.
But it's my time. So
but it's okay. Your time. I'm okay with your time. I'm going to take a minute and say this.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Let me tell you my vision for the future. Okay. And I welcome, let me caveat, here's a disclaimer. I welcome all emails, theanimalthatchangedyou@gmail.com, DMs on Instagram, theanimalthatchangedyou, our Facebook community, theanimalthatchangedyou community for animal lovers. Share your vision with us. Like, I want to hear your vision too. Please reach out and tell me. Let me just tell you mine. And Eric, I want you to give me, like, some sort of feedback. You know, like, I want an essay form of feedback from this.
An essay form. Okay, go ahead.
Here's what I see. Close your eyes. I see land in around Austin later when we're in a different phase of our life. I don't know how much later, okay? Question mark on that. But I see acres, maybe 3 or 4. And I see our house, and it's got a long, big wooden table where we can have as many guests as we want and friends over and feed them and have, you know, just big family dinners and be with people that we love. Great. And I definitely see, for some reason, our master bathroom has a balcony or like a little patio, and there's a bathtub outside. I don't know why I see this, but I very clearly see a bathtub outside. I want to take a bath under the moonlight is what I'm saying, or have those doors sort of open.
So far, I'm on board.
Okay, great. Then there are two other properties on our buildings on our property. Okay. There is this beautiful, like, souped up barn with, like, AC and heat and couches and easy to clean flooring. And in there is where we have a bunch of rescue dogs and cats, seniors from the shelter, that we can take care of. They can also be in our home, but just a place to have more. Maybe there's some sort of stable situation where we can also have said goats, cows, coyotes. No. I take it back. Okay. Cows, goats, other animal, farm animals. And then, of course, the chicken coop. What's that other building, you ask? Thank you. I can see it in your eyes. That is a guest home / office. So half of it is an office where we can do our writing and work and create and come up with ideas. Love, love, love. I can't wait to be there. There are a lot of windows. But there's 2 bedrooms there. And what can we do with that? Well, we can host writers' retreats where people can come. Up to 4 people, if they don't mind sharing a room. I think mom writer retreats, women writer retreats, those who identify as women writer retreats is what I'm thinking. And they can just write for a week, come and eat at our table and be with our animals and just write. We can offer up a space where people can create, and we can also Airbnb it when we need it. What do you think of this?
I think it's a lovely vision, and I would say I'm pretty much on board with it. I mean, I would say, is there a way where if there was a scale and there was my comfort versus my discomfort, could the scale weigh into my comfort a little?
Yeah, like, what do you need? A pool?
Oh, a pool would be lovely. I'm just saying, like, whatever it is.
Gated,
yeah,
of course. Protect the animals.
Yes, protect the animals. And our children.
And our kids will know how to swim by then. This is in the future.
Okay, in the future. I guess I'm going back to the version of Eric and Conti differences. It's like, that all sounds great. I just want to still, because I'm going to be old then. Like, I want it to feel good for Eric too.
Yeah,
we can have all those wonderful unselfish things, and I can just have a little bit of selfish.
Yeah, you want to be able to still take a vacation, and who's going to take care of those?
Oh, animals? God, yeah. I can't be there all the time.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to be in Texas all the time either.
No, we're not going to be. No. We have complicated feelings.
Yeah.
We love Austin.
Love Austin, but as I say, Austin's just a 5-minute drive to Texas.
There's a lot of good in Texas.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure you say there is. Am I offending your listeners?
No. Okay. We have listeners from all over. This is a very understanding, non-judgmental, and diverse group.
Now, what am I doing here?
Of people.
I'm just kidding. But that sounds wonderful. That sounds lovely, and I can get behind, like, versions of the vision.
Versions. Okay, so there'll be iterations of it.
Yeah, I think it sounds lovely. I think it sounds perfect.
I'm so happy to hear that. And just know, Texas is not as homogenous as you think.
I know.
There's a lot of
joke.
Here.
I know.
I know you joke. What are some versions of the future or visions of the future that you wish for, that you see, that you really want to manifest?
Mountains. Mm-hmm. I like mountains. And Texas doesn't have, not a lot of mountains. So I'd like to spend some time in the mountains, hiking.
Banana peel.
Thank you. Like, I need to be in mountains. I need to be outside. So the hotness also. The summer, I got to get out. Summer's got to get out.
Fair. Very fair.
So that's it. I mean.
Those are fair,
yeah,
Eric.
I just need to get. Yeah.
You need a reprieve from the intense heat, and you need your mountain sun.
Yeah, some running water is nice too, like a creek or a river, like a small creek would be lovely.
Maybe that can be on our land.
Yeah, I love a creek. That is one thing I really loved about Austin is it doesn't have quite the mountains that I'm used to from hiking in Los Angeles, but there's just creeks everywhere. Mm. It's really pretty. It's lush and green. So
I agree, and that's why it rains so much because
it's not why it rains so much.
It's the other way around. Yeah. That's why it's so lush and green because it rains so much.
Other way around.
So you're saying it. That's not why it rains so much, to keep it lush and green.
No.
You don't feel like the heavens work that way. I do, Eric. I do.
Sure. Let's argue with science.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What kind of animal are you excited about loving up one day?
Honestly, when the kids get older, I'd love some pitties.
Yeah, some pit bulls.
And some rotties.
Some pitties and rotties. I mean...
Rescue, obviously.
Obviously. And we're not saying that you wouldn't rescue them now. We are saying that we have kids who are...
I would have a pit now.
Oh, we've had one. Frida.
Yeah, that's right. But I would have a younger one. Or yeah, not as Eric, old as Eric, Frida. Frida was really old.
But
I do love pitties and rotties.
I think what Eric is saying is like... We'd like to rescue more and rehome more.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Do more of the work rehabilitating these wonderful babies. And, you know, we need our kids to be more under control for that.
Yeah. Other animals? Are you asking what other animals I would want?
Like, are you, like, interested in, like, a, you know, I don't know, a possum?
I wish them well. I don't want anything bad to happen to them, but they seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, everyone's okay. Do you know how important bats are? I don't want any pet bats.
I don't
ever.
Want any pet bats, but I do know they're very important.
They are very important.
Yeah, like bees. I don't love bees
on you.
On me, but I know they're, you know, I want them all out there.
I wonder if there's more we can do to support bats and bees out there in the world. Not like, oh, I'm going to love them up and rehome them, but like, what can actually we do? What's our part to do? This is the task for me now, and I'm going to do the research so I can...
There are bat homes. I've seen, on my hikes, I've seen, bat houses. It gives them a place to, I guess, stop.
Refuge?
And
I've
seen them.
You've just
answered
my question.
I don't think we're going to have one on our property.
No. But maybe our big one, our vision.
Yeah, out there,
we have
sure.
to have a bat home because they are so important and they deserve a safe place.
Put that on the maybe column.
Another maybe.
They're not a hard yes.
Bees, I'm not sure that I am woke enough in this stage of my life or evolved enough in this stage of my life to be a bee person.
Yeah.
Like, even with the suit on, I just... Insects and I, that's the last frontier for me. We have some work to do. I mean, I can respect them outside and not want them inside. And then escort them, ushering them outside, and call you screaming at work when they're around.
Yes, you've done that.
I have. What else, Air? Any final thoughts you want to share with this incredible community of animal lovers and great people? They're just
people. I know they're in good hands with you. I mean, don't hold me to all this, audience. people change and evolve. Maybe I'll get, maybe I'll go more towards Katya's way. Maybe I'll go further away. I don't know, but this is my answers right now. These are my answers. We will. We always do. We always do. And there's always some new creature in my house.
It keeps you on your toes.
It keeps me on your toes.
Team awesome.
Yay. Go us.
I love you.
I love you.
Mwah. Thank you for doing this podcast.
Mwah.
Okay, everyone. You heard it here. Take notes. Remember that we can play this back for him. I'm just kidding. No. Eric is the best. I'm so glad I get to share him with you. He is a blessing. And so are you, and so are animals. And here we are all together. I hope you have a wonderful day. Can't wait to hear about your visions. May they all come true. Bye, guys. Thanks for tuning in to The Animal That Changed You, a weekly podcast that features extraordinary people talking about the extraordinary animal that changed their life. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Follow us on Instagram at The Animal That Changed You and tell your friends. If you've got a story about an animal that's changed your life, DM me, tell me about it, or tag us. We would love to hear. We appreciate you. And honestly, we love your animals so much. Thanks for being here.
For more great iRaw podcasts, visit iRawPod.com. That's IRoarPod.com.